everybody. Beautiful day. Well, today's devotion is it's based on something that I read just over a week ago that Gregory's covered in a longer sermon type thing, and it's just something that seemed to jump out at me today over the last few weeks. And I've called it Jonah's Prayer. Most people will know Jonah's Prayer. It's a fairly short prayer, but it has a great depth and meaning to it. So first of all, I'll just read it out, and then I'll continue on. I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and all your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me, weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains, the earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Now this jumped out at me, even though I've read it a few times, because it's a reminder to us, well, certainly to me, that we all go through some difficult times, and quite often it's ourselves that will put us in that place to begin with. Like Jonah tries to run away from his, literally run away from his calling, and he still has to go through with it anyway, even if he doesn't want to. And I think in many respects we can all relate to that. We all get called to certain things. Sometimes we'll make excuses, sometimes we just think that we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But at the end of the day, we could take a lesson from that short prayer, in that even when we're in the deepest of places, and for Jonah literally the deepest of places, in the belly of a whale, thinking that he's going to die, and we think sometimes we could be in such a bad place, but if we look up for just a second, we can see around us the glory of the Lord. And if we give thanks and pray to him and ask for his help and his guidance, he will always come through, no matter what we've done, and no matter how we've treated those around us, ourselves and God. He is ever merciful to us. And on that, like, he shows his grace and his mercy and his love towards us in a way that we cannot comprehend. Because if we were to judge even ourselves and those around us, we would condemn ourselves to death constantly. So that's why God is such a wonderful, loving, caring, nurturing God, that he will protect us no matter what, even from ourselves. So a part of that is, within this prayer, is we shouldn't resist God either, because it hurts it hurts our destination, it slows us down. And if we can just take a moment, have a little bit of patience and have a look around us sometimes and just be quiet. Help, and we ask the Lord also to help us to be quiet and to hear His voice, so then we don't make decisions in haste or based on what we would like or not like to do. And we would find that even though there are bumps in the road, our life will be a lot better just because we can obey Him. So I just had a very, very short prayer after reading this. And so I say, Dear Father, please help us to give all things, help us in all things and guide our thoughts, words, and deeds to be aligned with You every day in all circumstances and give thanks. And we are loved in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So that was a short, simple.